Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us Vic Rodriguez. You hear him every Sunday for Nuestra Musica. And usually when we bring him on the morning show, we've got something special coming up, and that's the case here for the weekend.
Our Nuestra Musica host, Victor Rodriguez. Vic, good morning. How are you?
How you doing, Ron? How you doing, my brother from two other mothers, Chuck?
Vic, we're doing well. How about yourself today?
Get ready for that big old celebration this week. Cinco de Mayo.
Of course, officially is on Friday, but we do have activities in town here this weekend. Well, Vic, what is there for us to do, my friend?
Well, there's plenty to do. But first, since we are talking about Nuestra Musica, we're going to have our special Cinco de Mayo show on Sunday at 5 o'clock here on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. And I want to invite everybody to come check it out. Also, we want to introduce or unveil our new website for Nuestra Musica Radio Show. All you have to go to is NuestraMusicaRadioShow.com. And we'll have all the latest stuff in there, upcoming events and stuff like that. So please check it out. Now, I'll tell you right now, the desktop is great. The mobile, not too much.
Not yet, but that's a work in progress.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But we want everybody to come check it out. And if you happen to miss any of the shows in the last 3 weeks, they'll be on the website, so you can check it out there. And as far as Cinco de Mayo, we want to let people know about a 5K run that's going to be happening and starts at 906 Commercial. That's going to be the E24/7 booth. And if you enter, you get a free shirt. And if you make it to the end, you get a sombrero.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Good deal. The best thing about it is the proceeds for the run is going to Amanda's Youth Foundation, a new organization that's close to my heart. And it started last year. It's in honor of my sister, Amanda Rodriguez, and they've been doing things quite a bit throughout the year with involving youth, Hispanic youth, and youth in general, sports programs and stuff like that. So it's something that we're pushing now, and if you go to the Nuestra Musica Radio Show website, you go to the community projects, and you'll see where we have the Amanda's Youth Foundation. There's a link there to their site. And also, just to let you know that Las Casitas Association is still alive, so we're combining, actually. So we have two groups together. So if you happen to see one group, you might see the other right around the corner.
So tell us about that 5K again. Where will that launch from, Vic?
Well, I believe it starts around on Commercial around 9:30, I think, and it'll take off. And where it's going to go, I don't know. you enter, and you can let me know for next year.
Yeah, let me know where we went, right?
Yeah, we can make the runs the run this year.
Yes.
Well, that, no comment. Vic, what does it mean for you to not only have Cinco de Mayo on the calendar here, seeing how really rapidly things have really been welcomed by the community here in downtown Emporia, and the push to get a larger community base involved, but really to see, you know, your sister being memorialized in this way and her work with kids being really set up here this way as well.
Well, you know, originally we're the ones that started Cinco de Mayo celebrations at Las Casitas back in 96 or 97, I believe. And we had a Las Casitas, and then we had a year where we had some health issues, and then the group Hot took it down to downtown. And but just in those years that we had it at Las Casitas, it blew up. I mean, it was something that was never celebrated here in Emporia. And we just, you know, little by little, it started building up with a lot of momentum. So, you know, when they took it downtown, it was it had had some good running room already. And now, you know, just to see how bigger it's gotten, just with more people involved, probably because it's being downtown, it's good to see that it's still going. Something we started that you can still see that people are celebrating.
Yeah, that's great.
Outstanding. Yeah. All right, Vic, we'll set it up again. I know we talked a little bit about the Cinco K, but give us the schedule here just briefly as to what we've got going on for Cinco.
Well, actually, I don't have the schedule because we're not doing the schedule Cinco.
This is just the special components.
So just the 5K run.
Got it.
And I just want to thank Dusty Spaulding and Brian Walbert and the people from E24/7 for doing this for Amanda's Youth Foundation. And we want to make sure they go to their Facebook site and see everything about the group and what they've done so far. And then also register in the morning at 9:06 commercial for the 5K run. And I also want to just quickly mention that coming up in June, we'll be having the Memorial Scholarship for Amanda. So I'll be back with that. And I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag now, since we're talking about Hispanic celebrations.
Yeah.
We're going to kick off the first, well, not first, Revive, or September 16th, Fiestas in Las Casitas in September. So, and Las Casitas is going to do that, Las Casitas Association, and Amanda's Youth Foundation will be there too.
In September, stay tuned. Save the date.
Heck yes.
Save the date, and make sure you tune in this Sunday because, Victor, you have a special Cinco de Mayo show coming up, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All the classics from especially for children's classics that everybody remembers, all the dance music. And if you want to dance along, go ahead. Yeah. We're not going to see you.
All right, and we'll make sure we get a Nuestra Musica link up on our website so people can find you, maybe.
All right.
Real easy.
Well, I'm going to try some of these mint juleps that I'm trying. But,
Before or after the show?
Starting now.
Starting now. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Heck yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks, Vic.
Take it easy, Vic.
You guys take care.
All right. Victor Rodriguez, host of Nuestra Musica here Sundays. And a special Cinco de Mayo show coming up this Sunday at 5, Chuck.
Awesome. And again, go to NuestraMusicaRadioShow.com for the brand new website. And, boy, Cinco's got so much activities going on basically start to finish on Saturday. So we'll be writing up a story probably on its own accord with the preview coming up here in next day or two. Want to let you know that we've got another interview before the morning show's done. Now we'll have the students of William Allen White Elementary joining us talking about the school's annual fiesta tomorrow, so that'll be right after headlines. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 is an Unbound Gravel preview. We're set to be chatting with Christy Mona and Michelle Duffy on that tomorrow morning.
We're going to be doing a lot of Unbound stuff here. It is about go time for the gravel grinding epic event each and every year. Hey, do want to let you know, too, something else we haven't brought up yet, but it's a big event happening Friday. And that'll be at Welch Stadium. They're hosting the third Special Athletics Track and Field Day at ESU. They already, I think, they have 200 athletes signed up.
Holy cow.
To compete, 100 teachers and paras and support personnel, 50-plus volunteers all working hard to put that event on Friday. Welch Stadium from 9 until 2.
Okay. Man.
Going on.
And one other thing, too. I know we talked about this earlier. But something else to add to it, and I'll actually be getting an off-air interview here later this afternoon. La Grind is taking place Friday, Saturday. And that's the stage race, which helps to raise money for High Gear Cyclery and Handlebars of Hope. It's done that in years past. So, yes, there is something for everybody. And if you're bored here this weekend, we're sorry because you didn't bother trying to get out and enjoying things around town.
Big event there. KVOE Live and Local, 841 Sunshine and 50 degrees. Good morning.
Ever wondered exactly what Bunge does? Well, they buy grain and oil seeds from local farmers.